Greetings and welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I'm the host of this podcast show. We are all about habit change from the inside out. And I'm here to help you become a change agent in your own life. So if you are feeling stuck in your current patterns, you have some troublesome habits that are getting in the way of the life that you want, and you want to create new habits that are more supportive of you, rather than continuing to feel held back, this show is for you. What I know is that you can unwind the habits of thinking, feeling, and acting that have been blocking you from reaching the future that you want. And in this show, we focus on sharing ways you can discover the hidden layers in yourself that are at the root of what's getting in the way of the changes you want to make. Last time, we engaged with how you hold on and how you let go. Doing something once could be enough to give you a taste of possibility, but it's not enough to sustain what you've learned. And that's why we invest in do-overs here at Habits into Health. Good lessons can be found anywhere. And you know, lately, I've been appreciating things I've learned from playing the ordinary game of solitaire. One thing I've learned is that new technologies give us the opportunity to practice in doing over. In the old days with solitaire, you'd need some space on a table and a deck of cards, and you'd spread out the game. But if you realized you missed something a few steps back, you couldn't recreate the scene. That's like life, where there are no exact do-overs. At the same time, this is one situation where technology has brought some benefits. And I've been having some fun with my solitaire app because there's a button that says Start Same Deal. So when I recognize that I missed a step, I get a do-over. A do-over is a chance to practice, to walk through the situation that you've been in again. Now, in solitaire, I get to walk through the steps that I didn't notice before, or the choices that I made that led to a dead end, and play with possibilities. And I get to start the same deal. It is a practice. In life, we don't get the same deal again. But because the consequences of messing up in solitaire are so small, it ends up being a great practice in how to be attentive to your missteps without blame or judgment. In today's podcast, we're going to continue our focus on how you hold on and how you let go. We're going to respect that each time you repeat the practice, you're opening up new layers in your learning. And even though each time is not an exact do-over, you can practice being attentive without blame and judgment. So please join me in this practice that we do in every episode. We humans learn and understand by what we do. So we're going to focus on this foundation for self-exploration by having you teach yourself by how you hold on and how you let go. Let's start by having you focus on holding on to something. It could be a pen or a pencil. It could be a stylus. You could be holding on to a purse or a book, a Kindle, a steering wheel, or the handle of your bicycle. Maybe you don't have anything nearby to hold on to. Well, just take one of your hands and hold on to the other, or hold on to your arm. Just hold on and notice. What actually are you doing here to hold on? You probably didn't have to think very much when I invited you to hold on. You just did it. And this is very concrete. At the first level, you just notice how you're using yourself to hold on. And you can start at a sensory level. Just feel your hand and feel the texture, the temperature, moisture, if there's a continuum from dry to wet. Just feel what you're holding on to. And this might seem a little bit mundane, and like, oh, so what? What's the big deal? But how you hold on here and how you're attentive to that is how you hold on to anything, whether it's an attitude or an idea or something concrete like a pen or a Kindle or a steering wheel. How you use yourself to hold on. Feel the texture and the temperature. Feel the continuum of moisture, if that's the case, in whatever you're holding on to. And then notice, how are you holding on? How is your hand engaged? Do you feel in all of your fingers, in the palm of your hand? Are you holding lightly? Are you gripping? Don't make any judgment either way. Just notice. That is actually the first step of growing yourself, of unwinding any pattern, or healing, if you want to call it that. The first step is noticing what is without blame or judgment. Noticing what is with as little attachment as you can make to any associations you might have. Or just noticing what associations come up. That's the first step. Just notice how you're holding on. Now, when I say, let go, what do? Is it a big, obvious movement? Or is it more subtle? Just notice. How is it that you let go? And what is the feeling of letting go? Have you completely separated yourself from what you were holding on to? Or are you continuing to hold on, but just less so? That's what I would recommend. Practice letting go, not in a big way, but in a small way, so that you can be attentive to how you're using yourself. As you let go of holding on, what is it that moves in you? Do you feel things up into your wrist and your arm, even into your shoulder? When you let go, does something change in your chest? The small of your back? The back of your legs? Just notice. Now, hold on again. Just reach, grab, hold, grip, whatever that is, lightly or in a sturdy way. What did you do to actually make that happen? The reason why this is important is that habitual behavior is built on invisible movements that in your ordinary everyday life you don't pay attention to. This is actually normal, because if you had to pay attention to everything you did, imagine that. You'd have to reinvent getting out of bed every single day. And you'd have to reinvent everything. So in an ordinary routine way, we're set up to habituate and to begin to do things in the routine. And the same thing happens with habits that you experience that leave you feeling dissatisfied and unhappy with yourself. Same thing happens there as with habits that serve you. Hopefully, there's a little more motivation when you have a habit that has got you in its grip, when it's holding on to you. There's something in you that's holding on back. And beginning to let yourself focus on how you hold on in a mundane way, just concretely and physically. And then how you organize letting go can be super valuable. Because it's a holographic lesson. You do it in one small way, and it can apply across the board in so many ways in your life. Now, I hope you find this practice helpful and useful in some way. And if that's the case, you can find out more by coming to habitsintohealth.com and click on the podcast link. Check out other podcasts in this series. You're listening to Habits Into Health, and my name is Michael Ann Conley. I am a holistic therapist, and I host this podcast show. And I have worked for the past 30 years with folks who are dealing with serious, life-threatening habits, like alcohol and drug addiction, cigarette smoking, other kinds of habits that cause a great deal of pain and sorrow. But I've also worked with people who have more subtle habits, habits of how you are in relationships, ways that you think about yourself, things that you tell yourself when you don't follow your own guidelines. There are many different kinds of habits that lead to pain and sorrow. And I have written a little bit about a perspective that I have in my free ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit, or Does Your Habit Have You? And when you go to the website, habitsintohealth.com, and give me your name and email address, I'll send you a link for the book. And you'll learn 5 top warning signs that could apply to you, and some things you can do to get unstuck, depending on which warning signs apply. And I will also keep in touch with you with other tips and support in my newsletter that I do in most months, no matter where you are on the planet. And you can subscribe on iTunes. You just search for Habits Into Health at iTunes.com. If you come there, we would love to get your feedback, so click on Ratings and Reviews, give us a rating, and review the show. In summary, over time, with practice, you can become more effective at experiencing the kind of self-contact that we do in our practice here on this podcast. Rather than pushing away uncomfortable states, you can recognize and appreciate that they are signals for you to learn from. And in the beginning, you may feel uncertain, but over time, you can come to new levels of understanding about what your true rhythm is and what is really going on underneath the surface. This is what happens when you develop self-contact. It gives you a level of freedom over your behavior and your life. I'm going to sign off for now. Thanks for coming to listen today. Just know that we're here to help you get unstuck. What we do here in the show works whether you're dealing with your own patterns or if you care about somebody else whose habit is creating problems for you and for them. Remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I am here to help you stop feeling so out of control over those problem habits, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, so that you can start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.